Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Monday, April 7th. A few centimeters of snow is expected around the Grey Bruce region today, but there's a winter weather travel advisory for the Bruce Peninsula where some heavier stuff could fall. Saugeen Shores Police are appealing for tips after a collision involving a pickup truck in Southampton. It happened just after 9 yesterday morning in the 400 block of North Rankin Street. Police say the single vehicle incident involved a black Dodge Ram, but when officers arrived, the driver had already fled the area. Saugeen Shores Police are trying to identify the driver, as the owner of the truck was not the one operating it. Anyone with information or dash cam footage is asked to call Saugeen Shores Police or Crime Stoppers. The United Way of Bruce Gray is helping remember those lost in our communities to opioids. The organization was at the Farmers Market in Owen Sound Saturday for its fifth annual We Remember event. Local United Way Executive Director Francesca Dobbin says the gathering paid tribute to some of those lost to opioids.
So the opportunity we brought today is that we have a board and we've got some pictures on it of people we have lost, and family members are bringing photos of their loved ones because they may be gone from our community, but they're not gone from our hearts.
Meaford's moving to eliminate paid parking at Memorial Park. Council will consider formally scrapping the paid parking program at its meeting today after deciding last month to do away with it. Paid parking was introduced at Memorial Park 4 years ago. Owen Sound's Leaf and Yardway site will be reopening its gates next week. The 28th Avenue East facility will open for the season next Monday, April 14th, allowing people to drop off yard waste such as leaves, grass clippings, and small branches. The site's available for Owen Sound and Georgian Bluffs residents. The city's also working on an agreement with Meaford to allow its residents access this season. And the latest federal polls have Mark Carney's Liberals in front of Pierre Poilievre's Conservatives. Nanos Research finds the Liberals have 43% support, while the Conservatives are sitting at 37%. Support for Jagmeet Singh's New Democrats has been plummeting. It's now down to around 8%. Election Day is April 28th. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks headed for more losses at the opening bell this morning. Futures down between 1 and 2% in pre-market trading for North American indexes. That on the heels of the big two-day sell-off Friday. The Dow dropped more than 2,200 points, 5.5% to 38,314. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ sank more than 5% as well. While the TSX was down 1,100 points to 23,193. Trump's tariffs in focus for investors. Bitcoin down more than 3.5% this morning to just over 76,700 US. The price of oil off 2%, $60.70 per barrel, while gold's trading a half percentage point higher at $3,060 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 70.29 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
I'm RJ Brighthead. The morning sports is brought to you by RE/MAX. The Blue Jays and Vladimir Guerrero have agreed on a 14-year, $500 million extension. Maybe that will spark the Jays' offense. They were swept by the Mets and scored a total of 3 runs in the 3-game weekend series. They visit the Red Sox tonight. Alex Ovechkin scored his 895th goal, breaking Wayne Gretzky's record. It was a power play goal on the road in a loss to the Islanders. They paused the game for a ceremony. Gretzky was there and was all class in his congratulations. Wayne's points record is safe, by the way. He's over 1,200 ahead of Ovi. Ottawa and Montreal helped their playoff chances with wins. Vancouver's a long shot now after they lost to Vegas. Other winners were Buffalo, Detroit, Minnie, and Chicago. Oshawa eliminated Brampton to advance to the second round of the OHL playoffs. Brad Jacobs finished third at the World Curling Championship. The Raptors defeated Brooklyn. March Madness. UConn won the Women's National Championship. The Men's Championship is tonight. Houston faces Florida. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. Game 3 of the PGHL North Conference Final goes tonight between the Hanover Barons and Orillia Terriers. That's underway at 8 at the P&H Center in Hanover. The series is tied 1-1. You can always find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. Showers or flurries this morning, changing to periods of snow in the afternoon, 2 to 4 centimeters, a high of 3 today. Tonight, around 5 centimeters of flurries and a low of minus 8. And tomorrow, flurries ending near noon, then mostly cloudy, a high of minus 3.